contemporary issues affecting you. The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
More of The Matter at Hand right now on WGRC as we are continuing our conversation this morning with Jenny Dent Brandt. She is the daughter of Harry Dent. Harry Dent's life story is told in the book that she wrote, Finding True Freedom from the White House to the World. We'll talk more about all of that as we make our way through this particular time on the Matter at Hand. But Jenny is in conversation with us due to the 40th anniversary this summer of the Watergate scandal. Let's talk a little bit about Chuck Colson, Jenny, because he was the one that did wind up, serve some time in prison, but his story is well chronicled. It was only a short time after Watergate, what was the year, 1975, that he wrote the book Born Again, and still to this day has a great impact on people.
Yes, it does. It became a movie, too. I think it's his best-selling book of all the books he wrote.
You wrote a tribute to him following his death last month, and rather actually 2 months ago now, but Lessons from Chuck Colson. What's your thinking now as you think back with Watergate, the connections of Colson in the Nixon White House, and of course his subsequent conversion to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry that was born out of that prison fellowship?
You know, Chuck Colson was known as the White House hatchet man, and my dad and Chuck Colson had many run-ins in the White House. I didn't know until later how difficult those run-ins were. He was a man who was very gifted and brilliant at what he did, but he was very ruthless, and he was constantly getting my father to try to do Mickey Mouse-type things. So were Ehrlichman and Halderman. Mickey Mouse type kind of things in political strategy that my father, they weren't illegal, but they just weren't of good character. And my father was constantly having to say no. So my dad was on the outs with Halderman, Colson, and Ehrlichman, and they tried to ramrod him out of the White House and send him back to South Carolina. But because the president loved my father, they were not able to get him fired. But they did take away his beautiful White House office in the East Wing. They did take away his limousine. And they were constantly breathing down his back. So my father and Chuck Colson were not the best of friends. They tolerated each other. And it was when Chuck Colson walked into the White House prayer breakfast that my father always attended. And he looked to everyone and he said, he had already been indicted for Watergate. And he said, I want you to know I've been born again. Well, my dad was a little skeptical. Of course, so were most people. But when he took my father off to the side and he said, Harry, I want to say something to you. I am so sorry for the way I have treated you. I was wrong, and I want you to forgive me. You know, that takes a lot for a man to do that to another man. And that's when my father saw a change in Chuck Colson that would one day affect my father's own life. Now, yes, Chuck Colson ended up pleading guilty. He went to prison. And while he's in prison, God just furthered his faith, that born-again spark. He was all alone where God had his full attention. And he just began to transform him through the Word of God. And Chuck Colson got out of prison early on good behavior. My dad helped him to get out of prison early by going to the parole board and arguing his case. And he was able to put his family back together. God gave him the vision for the prison ministry, but he was discipled by R.C. Sproul at Ligonier Valley in Pennsylvania. And he advised my dad to do the same thing when he gave his life to Christ. So yes, it was a spiritual transformation that made Chuck Colson into a modern day prophet of our day.
And
prison did that. Prison.
Wow. Well, Chuck Colson actually, didn't he go ahead and plead guilty? He was born again. He pled guilty to the charges and then, of course, served his time. And, of course, the story that comes out of his time there in prison.
Yes, he did plead guilty to the charges. He did. But he did get out. I think he was supposed to go for 2.5 years, and he got out in, I want to say less than a year, because of his good behavior and people petitioning on his behalf. Because, you know, Larry, when you're a powerful man like this who's never home because you're always serving the president, because my dad did the same thing, your own family's crumbling from within. and then you're indicted and you go to prison, and then you claim to be born again, and he was born again. But his children and his wife are sitting there going, what is this? Mm. You know, we don't know you. And so he had a, people don't realize what Chuck Colson had to put back together. He was at ground zero, and God brought him from ground zero to influencing the entire world for the cause of Christ. So it is a remarkable story of transformation.
Now, was your dad, that when Colson came to that prayer breakfast and told your dad that he was born again, had your father at that point yet made a commitment to Christ?
No, he had not. And Chuck Colson always got the giggles about this. One day I told him, I said, Chuck, I need you to pray for my dad. And he goes, what do you mean? He was a Christian before me. And I said, no, he's a cultural Christian. He goes to church. He doesn't have the foggiest idea of what it means to let Christ take control of his life. Harry is running things. Trust me. And so when my dad called Chuck Colson and told him that he had given his life to Christ, he was like, wow, your daughter was right. You were one of these people I looked to as a good Christian man, and you didn't have it together either. So he was the one that advised my dad to get a year of in-depth training before he went into ministry, because he called up Chuck and he said, Chuck, I'm going into ministry just like you. This is where God's leading me. And he said, well, Harry, don't do it until you get 1 year of in-depth training in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And Larry, you know where he went.
Columbia International University.
That's right.
So we might as well put a plug in for CIU, right?
Yes, wonderful place.
Indeed it is.
Had an impact on you, had an impact on my husband, on me, and my mom and dad.
And the impact even extends to the next generation and beyond. There's no question about that. I want to take a break with our conversation right now. Ginny Dent Brandt is with us. And Ginny, when we come back, I want you to... Because I know a lot of people, even here in central Pennsylvania, they may be just like your father was before he had that born-again experience. They can be cultural Christians, and they need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We'll talk about it when we come back on this edition of The Matter at Hand on WGRC.